The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Very soon, we'll be joined by a man who is out in all weather with his business, a hugely successful cash and transit company. I'm sure he'll be very interested in the lead story in the Irish Independent today that says the government is to warn families to keep emergency cash at home in case of emergencies such as cyber attacks or power outages that could bring down electronic payment systems. We'll hear more about that in a second. It's a surprising development when many of us are far from using cash, mostly tapping and revoluting. It's a long way from how we used money even 20 years ago. Comedian Anne Gildee has been giving it some thought.
We needed it to keep the electricity meter ticking in the bedsit. To make a call on the payphone, to slot in the washer at the laundrette, to pay the parking meter on the street. It was how you got paid in casual jobs, how tips were given, what taxi drivers expected, what you'd be searching behind the cushions on the sofa for when you ran out of it.
It must be here somewhere.
Cash. It used to be king, but now it's gone the way of coin meters, payphones and monarchs. Outmoded, outdated and outrun by history.
Ah, the potential for a few flurries over Balmoral.
I'm old enough to remember when halfpennies were phased out. I never thought I'd see the day when the rest of it would be passé. I remember when ATMs first came in Ireland of the 80s. Wow, suddenly you weren't restricted to the cash you had in your pocket on a night out. You could go to the so-called hole in the wall. How did we stop ourselves going pure wild? Well, it was Ireland of the 80s. Taking a fiver out emptied your bank account.
As a community, we are living way beyond our means.
Then that little bank card became the cash. First with swipe and sign, then chip and pen, then just tap. And now the card is on the way out and it's all tap your phone for this, Revolut me for that, whilst over the horizon, here comes the biometrics. Your face, retina, fingerprint, Lord knows what, will be your cash link. You will be your own wallet. You'd miss it though, wouldn't you? The wadge of hard cash in the little brown envelope on payday, the surprise 20 discovered in the pocket of your slacks. The fiver your granny might slip you, reminding you not to spend it all in the one go. Everyone knew a cash man whose preferred deposit account was the mattress, stashing their money in the horsehair safely under their bums at night. That was the comfort of cash. You could see it, hold it, even sleep on it.
Money
went mad a half century ago when, uncoupled from the gold standard, its value became more a matter of invention than measure. And it got steadily madder and madder until it had reached the acme of madness by the last crash. Like, who knew debt could be construed as such a fabulous asset? Not me, anyway, until the banks began collapsing under its spurious weight. And we have been taxed with a perpetual universal social charge since. Bankers sin, we do the penance. You see, if we'd just been dealing with cash, it would never have happened. The idiocy would have been obvious. Hey, you see that money you don't have in your hand? Fair play to you. You're loaded. I love that about cash. It keeps you in check, gives a sense of a direct connection to what you're getting. For example, would you really fork out €15 every time you fancied a cocktail if instead of casually tapping your phone, payment involves stacking out the single euro coins, in the process hammering home the comparative value? One margarita. Euro for euro, that's actually 4 pounds of butter, or 7 sliced pans, or 3 chickens and a Viennetta, or 2% of my annual USC. Actually, and my waddy on the rocks will be grand. Thanks.
Anne Gildee there, and details of Anne Gildee's gigs, you can find those on annegildee.com.